international acoustic guitar duo Lauren Berger and Mark Mazengarb have been traveling around the state performing dates on WRVO's Member Card Thank You Tour. WRVO's Mark Lavonia recently spoke with the award-winning musicians and asked about their growing fan base and impact in the region.
Well, I guess it's just sort of a natural result of all the playing that we've been doing around the area. We've been trying to keep as busy as we can, and people have been really supportive of us.
Mark, you're from New Zealand, but Lauren, you're from the area.
Pretty much a central New York guy.
So have you ever heard the expression, you can't be a prophet in your own town? Do you think that rings true at all with you, or this is just something different?
No, I think it's true. That's how it is, you know, when it's your hometown. But Mark is helping me defeat that, you know. So it seems like every time we go away, we get a little bit more, you know, well-known in our own area every time we go overseas or out west of California. So it's a cool thing. Music is a cool thing. And, you know, we've been doing this a while, so we pick good songs, and then we try to play them with as much passion and heart as we can. And I think that is what initially may attract somebody, and then we try to turn them on to our music as well, you know, and the things that we love playing.
I would describe it as a mixture of Americana, contemporary, country, and bluegrass music. It's very accessible music. Music is about bringing people together and about sharing and the joy of music. You can't afford to neglect your audience or just kind of do what you want to do. You have to think about, how can I give these people a great experience? How can I find music that we can both enjoy together? That should be the focus of music.
How things are today, there's no such thing as that $1 million contract anymore. What's reachable to you two now? What's the goal now?
First of all, we're calling all the shots. If we don't want to work on Friday, you know, we don't. If we had a record contract, let's say, and we were able to get a hit, I mean, you may have to sell 1 million copies to make your first dollar, you know. There is this adverse thing about music today and all these in the deals and the shrinking markets, but on the other hand, it's offered a lot of opportunities to guys like Mark and I think, to get out there and do what you love doing it the way you want to do it.
Yeah, and I think it brings it back more to the more authentic way of a musical act going out there and attracting a crowd. It's all about the live show.
And we love to play. And yeah, there's a lot of things we have to do that we don't love about this business. And that's, you know, trying to get the next gig and talk about ourselves, you know. And the playing is, thank goodness, that's at the end of the day, because, you know, that's what we love to do. And hopefully that's what keeps people coming back.
Do you have that one person in your heart you sort of play for?
My parents are two people that I think about a lot, and I, especially they don't come from a musical background and they don't really understand the world of music, so I feel like I'm trying to prove that music can be a good thing for me to pursue.
It's the lady in the third row and the guy in the 15th row, you know, and I think we all have a little bit of that entertainment thing in us, and we just try to do the best always, you know, because we want people to feel, I think, what we're giving out there. Because we're having a wonderful time up there, and if they weren't, it wouldn't be worth it.